Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. About a half hour from now, the International Court of Justice in The Hague will release its decision on whether Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Israel continuing to claim that its actions are against Hamas, not the Palestinian people. The death toll in Gaza now, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, more than 26,000. The United Nations Human Rights Office weighing in on last night's Alabama execution of death row inmate Kenneth Smith by nitrogen gas. UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravinia Shamasani.
This is a warning bell, and I hope it rings loudly. This is a warning bell that this could amount to torture in violation of international human rights law, and it must stop.
Alabama officials insist that nitrogen hypoxia is a humane form of execution. Jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich ordered held at least until the end of March. He is accused by Russia of espionage, a charge he and the U.S. strongly deny. Gerskovich has been held in a Russian jail since March of last year. This is ABC News. Continuing in Michigan, the manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumley, whose teenage son, Ethan Crumley, shot and killed four of his classmates at Oxford High School in 2021. Prosecutors calling her a negligent mother.
What we can gather, the argument that the defense is going to make is that Jennifer Crumley is not a perfect parent, but she was not aware of a number of warning signs that school officials who are trained to recognize these kinds of problems never registered her son as a threat, and also that she was not aware that all of these problems with her son's deteriorating mental health were bubbling up.
ABC's Trevor Ault, Crumley's husband, faces a similar trial in March. King Charles today admitted to a private clinic in London for scheduled prostate treatment. It is the same hospital where Princess Kate is recovering from abdominal surgery. And Novak Djokovic's streak at the Australian Open is over. The world's number one, losing in the semifinals to Italian Jannik Sinner. Djokovic had won 33 straight matches. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be high.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Medical marijuana legislation has hit a dead end in Wisconsin. Speaker Robin Voss made it clear the bill from Assembly Republicans won't be amended. Senate Republicans object to having state-run medical marijuana dispensaries called for in the bill, preferring that to be done through the private sector. President Joe Biden was back at the site of an aging bridge at the tip of Lake Superior Thursday. He was promoting $5 billion in federal money to update the crossing. Biden says he hopes his administration's infrastructure investments can renew a sense of pride, knowing we can still get big things done in America, in the president's words. And the Red Cross desperately needs blood after the holiday season and the recent cold snap hurt donations. The organization says 25 blood drives were canceled, leaving them 1,400 units of blood short. If you want to donate, go to redcrossblood.org. There you'll find a local blood drive or clinic near you. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. March, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another foggy one with some scattered off and on light rain today. Our high 39 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little sunshine by later in the afternoon with a high near 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 cocktail lights. He said, I ought to run you in, but I'm letting you go, because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said, there ain't nothing wrong with your radio.
local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I took you for granted so many years. I gave you no hope, broken promises and tears. But when I was down, it was you who was there to pick up the pieces and show me you care. Forever together, till death do we part. Forsaking all others, I'll give you my heart. Through good times, we had all along, and you had the love and the faith to go on. It took some time, but now I realize that I see it all when I look in your eyes. Forever together, till death do we part. Forsaking
Travis, forever together here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-30s across the region this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Mike Clements is in as he was at the AFBF annual convention. And the delegates of American Farm Bureau have come out in support of keeping free over-the-air AM radio in vehicles. And we'll have more with Michael here coming up this hour. Later on tonight, girls high school basketball as the Lady Panthers hosting Elmwood Plum City. We'll have that game for you at 7 o'clock with the AdventHealth Panther preview. Tip off at 7:15. We'll also have it on our video streaming service, and we'll also have it on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel and NTEC Channel 99. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is about zeolite. This is a new feed additive that's entered the dairy market for close-up dry cows to try to improve calcium status in these animals. We know that the DCAD products have been very popular on most dairy farms to try to increase the blood calcium levels during the transition period as well. And that is primarily by stimulation of the parathyroid hormone. And that affects both bone resources and mobilization and absorption of calcium from the kidney as well. Some of the early data actually came from Germany, in which they saw that they lowered phosphorus levels down to 0.16%. It's about one half the normal levels we feed cows. That really improved calcium postpartum on these cows. Yes, the blood levels of phosphorus dropped down to about 1 millimolar per liter, but bounced right back once they got back on a traditional diet. And it did increase blood calcium significantly by mobilizing more bone reserves. So the product is called zeolite. There are several of them commercially available now in the United States. Zeolite, some of you have heard about, is a sodium aluminum silicate, and it's basically a binder. And it will bind calcium, it will bind phosphorus, it will bind magnesium for sure. And the thought was it was binding calcium, but it looks like phosphorus might be the wild card. A study from Cornell University looked at this with 55 Holstein cows, and they looked at the control diet at 0.38% phosphorus, and then they put the zeolite in, and they reduced the blood phosphorus from 6.5% down to 3.5 milligrams per deciliter and increased blood calcium over 8.5. That's kind of the cut point, the magic number. There was a meta-analysis also provided on zeolite products, and in all these studies, they saw a lowering of the blood phosphorus in the blood as well. Listeners may wonder about price. How much do we feed? Typically, we are going to feed about 10 grams per 1 gram of phosphorus, which means the farmer is going to add about 400 grams of this product to the diet at this point. The cost of this will be about twice what the DCAD products are at this point. But the good news is you don't have to worry about potassium in the diet. You don't have to worry about running urine pHs and stuff like that. This data was primarily provided by Dr. Pat Huffman from the University of Wisconsin, and he listed other new things to be watching for. There is a tryptophan product coming on that has been fused that have some impacts on the serotonin, which may be another futuristic product not on the market. A 1,25-dihydroxyvitamin D3 came out of the University of Wisconsin, and that also will have biological effects on calcium. There is a difructose product that will also affect calcium absorption. And another product that comes out of Europe is called calcidiol 25-hydroxy D3, and this one is commercially available as well. So, Bill, the take-home message is now we have another tool that some farmers may want to explore with zeolite, and it appears phosphorus is kind of the key factor, more so than maybe the calcium, the role that the binder is going to have. We really got to maintain blood calciums over 8.25 in the bloodstream, and, of course, you got to look at cost convenience when we look at this technology. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. Lower domestic milk production, both in 2023 and 24, expected to assist with higher prices in some product and class categories, per USDA's latest forecast. We hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain, who is with World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski.
Reduced our U.S. milk production forecasts for both 2023 and 2024.
Reflecting
both lower inventories and slower growth in milk per cow.
Lower imports, higher exports are expected for both cheese and butter.
Global prices are generally strong and rising. U.S. prices have been showing some strength as well, but not rising quite to the extent of the global prices. So that's giving us some opportunities to export more and import less.
2024 product prices were adjusted up based on lower milk production forecast, with cheese prices the exception. A projected Class 4 milk price increase month over month was offset by a lower Class 3 price, resulting in the all-milk price lowered by a quarter to 20 cents per pound. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Many of the industry's movers and shakers were at the recent annual Dairy Forum put on by the International Dairy Foods Association. High Ground Dairy's Vice President of Global Operations, Alyssa Badger, was there and talks about it with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. Listen for that on Monday here on Dairy Radio Now.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
My heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I'll get it she never got to see, and she won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Diffie and New Way to Light Up an Old Flame here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, 35 in downtown Duran. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, February milk up 3 to 15.89, March up 5 to 16.20. April and May not traded yet this morning. April at 16.57, May at 17.13. Cheese markets yesterday were mixed. Barrels down 1 3/4 to 144. 40-pound blocks up 2 1/4 to 152 and a quarter. 2 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter was up 11 to 268 and 3/4. No trades. Graded non-fat dry milk up 1 to 120 and a quarter. 2 trades. Dry weigh steady at 44 and a quarter. And 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they could open up higher once again after another day of triple-digit gains on the live and feeder cattle markets. Now, there was a combination of strength in the cash markets, or perceived strength in the cash markets, due to higher demand and lower corn and soybean markets. Now, the grain markets are lower once again this morning, and that could help support the live cattle markets. Strong cash hogs also could have hogs moving higher to end the week once again. February live cattle opens the day at 177.72, April at 180.70, June at 177.60. March feeder cattle open at 238.17, April 243.92, May 249.25. February hogs open at 74.30, April 82.55, May at 87.30. Meanwhile, at the Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all are moving mostly lower as well, as there's continued farmer selling in the markets. There's also consolidation in the markets due to the recent gains, and also some positive South American weather also pressuring especially corn and beans. March corn down 3.5 this morning to 448 1/4. May down 3 3/4 to 457 1/2. July down 3 1/4 to 466. New crop down 3 at 477 3/4. March beans down 3 1/4 to 1219 3/4. May down 4 1/4 to 1226. July down 4.5 to 1233. And new crop down 3.5 to 1192 3/4. March soybean meal down $2 to 356.20. And March soybean oil up 8 cents to 46.61. Chicago wheat this morning, March down 6.5 to 605 3/4. May down 6 1/4 to 615 3/4. And July down 6.5 to 621. Minneapolis wheat, March down 5 1/4 to 703 3/4. While May down 5
at 7:08. Energy markets this morning are lower. March and April crude oil down 72 cents. March at 76.64. April at 76.47. Meanwhile, February and March gas both down 2 cents. February at 2.24. March at 2.27. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Hey, Wisconsin soybean farmers. Do you know how your soybean checkoff helps fuel Wisconsin? Soybeans play a critical role in helping our communities, our economy, our environment, our future, our farms, and our world. Stop by the Wisconsin Soybean Booth at this year's Corn Soybean Expo, February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells to learn how your Wisconsin soybean farmers and soybean checkoff are working hard to increase your impact from the farm to the future.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 382, February 385, March 388, new crop 426. Cash beans 1128, February 1133, March 1138, and new crop at 1111. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 406 and 3 quarters, February 409 and 3 quarters, March 413 and 3 quarters, new crop 425 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 419, February 417, March 414, new crop 421. At Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, a cash corn 391, February 391, March 396, new crop 415. Cash beans 1143, February 1146, March 1149, new crop 1121. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 397, new crop 426. Cash beans 1138, new crop at 1111. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 426, April 433, May 437, new crop 430. Cash beans 1174, April 12 even, May 1202, new crop 1141. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 391, new crop 425. Cash beans 1145, new crop 1121. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 148 to 175, Holstein fed cattle 121 to 157, market cows 70 to 108, bulls 70 to 108, calves 170 to 740, beef steers 210 to 310, Holstein steers 102 to 194. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 125 and down. Goat markets, does 195 and down, bucks 235 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 170 to 183.50, finished beef heifers 172 to 181.50, finished dairy steers 147 to 154.25, market cows 80 to 97.50. Market hogs at 25 to 50. Light sows 17 to 24.25, heavy sows 23.50 to 24.50, and market boars were at 10 to 16.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I could finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Baby doll, would it be all right? I got a bad boy, I must confess. Tell me now, honey, would you mind if I took your hand in mine? Could I hold you? Just say yes. Come on, it's on the tip of your tongue. So
instead, I hope you both choke on a pickle. Man, that would tickle me to death. Coming back. Are you out of your mind? Well, you took my wife, and you took my kids, and you took that life that I used to live. My pride, the pool, the boat, my tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, I reckon that's all there is. Do you want fries with that? And will you took my wife, and you took my kids, and you stole the life that I used to live. My pride, the pool, the boat, my tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, I guess that about covers it. Here's your nuggets. Don't you, hey, don't laugh at me.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married. Hardworking combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns, falling on deaf ears of corn, lined up behind me like a big parade. Of late to work, road rage jerk, shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no bumper crop. If you don't like the way driving, get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that away. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadlines, but cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. Hey!
Hey, I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugga 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester. Combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugga 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Delegates of the American Farm Bureau Federation adopted policy to support the continued inclusion of AM radios in vehicles. Michael Clements has more.
Farm Bureau Tuesday set the 2024 policy direction for the organization at the conclusion of the 2024 Farm Bureau Annual Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. Sam Kiefer, AFBF Vice President of Public Policy, says the AM radio resolution stems from rural residents making their voice heard.
We've got state farm bureaus all across the country, and each one of those state farm bureaus has several county farm bureaus. Some of them have hundreds, and that's really where our grassroots policy process starts. And when our members across the country see an issue that needs to be resolved or needs attention, they get engaged and not only identify the problem, but propose a solution. What our delegates here in Salt Lake City approved this week was language that gives us firm footing in supporting legislation that would make sure that AM radio stays in automobiles as they are manufactured.
Kiefer says Farm Bureau delegates understand the importance of AM radio as a means to stay informed and to provide safety during severe weather events.
Well, our folks have long relied on communications of every means to stay informed. Agriculture is done where the land is, and a lot of our members who live in rural areas, some of which are very remote, you know, FM is certainly not as reliable. Sometimes cell phone service isn't even available. Usually AM is, and it's not a great opportunity for them to stay abreast of very important things like weather and news, and keeps them connected. In many ways, a safety issue, might think of tornadoes or hurricanes or things of that nature, and it's a great opportunity to stay informed, particularly when there's no FM or cell phone service available.
Adopting the policy resolution gives the AFBF policy team the power to advocate with lawmakers on the issue.
Vehicle manufacturers have heard from the rural communities and agriculture in general and have made adjustments. But the adoption of this policy language means that we can get behind members of Congress who want to make sure that these communications capabilities and mechanisms are not restricted moving forward, either by government edict or by manufacturing trends. Again, what we've seen is some of the manufacturers have reacted and responded, and we want to make sure that it remains a priority.
Kiefer says this is just another way for Farm Bureau to support rural families.
Farm Bureau is a big tent organization, and if it's important to rural communities, it's important to us. And we appreciate the opportunity to work with all who have a vested interest in rural America. This is just another example of that.
Michael Clements reporting.
Thanks, Michael. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The stagnant air mass that's causing all the clouds and fog will continue to stick around for another day today in our ag weather forecast. Now that air mass will slowly move off to the east over the weekend, and Monday through Thursday will feel more like mid-March.
with highs in the low to mid 40s and overnight lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. We could even see some record-breaking temperatures. There's a possibility that temperatures will trend a bit warmer as well, depending on how much snow remains. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have areas of dense fog and patchy drizzle. Highs near 40, light winds becoming northwest at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, areas of fog in the evening and lows in the low 30s, west winds at around 5. Tomorrow, cloudy, areas of fog and highs in the upper 30s. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny, highs upper 30s. Monday, partly cloudy, warmer, highs low 40s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs near 40. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs mid-40s. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the low 40s.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Goats don't need fancy housing, but when a doe is ready to kid, give her a place of her own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A kidding pen will bring comfort to the new little family as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Get closer to giving birth, build them a kidding pen. It provides them a safe place to give birth and bond with their babies. Penn State livestock educator Linda Spar likes mesh panels with see-through grids. They're comforting to the does because they get the nose-to-nose contact with other goats. A mama goat that can't see out can become agitated. You don't need a lot of space. A 4x4 kidding pen is usually enough room.
If you make it too big, then the doe gets in there and, you know, she can ignore her babies. If she doesn't like them, they can get a lot more, get up and go and do a lot more harm to their babies if you give them too much room. And a 4x4, she can stand up, she can turn around, she can bed down in the corner. The kids still have room to lay. She's forced to be close to them, but not so close that she lays on them.
Spar says the number one killer of baby goats is a floor draft. They can develop pneumonia or hypothermia, so make sure the barn has a venting system that allows cold air to only come in at the top of the building. She doesn't recommend adding heat to the pen unless absolutely necessary. A plastic dog kennel is a safe and simple way to keep them snug.
Put one of those in the corner, bed it up really nice, and they'll lay in there. And because they'll lay in there together, they'll really stay warm, and body heat will keep them warmer. So obviously, there are places in the country where it's extremely cold. You can get a heating mat. They're used mainly in farrowing barns with baby pigs, but they work really well for goats as well.
About a week after kidding, make a creep area.